Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And as we've reported many times on the farming programme, the price of lamb is, according to experts, as high as it's ever been. Or is it? A report coming from Quality Meat Scotland shows that for the first time in just over a year, they've actually come off the top slightly now. And although the fall is only marginal, it probably shows that we can't expect to go any further with increases for the foreseeable future. Speaking for Quality Meat Scotland, Stuart Ashworth said that the number of lambs grading 3L or better is lower than at this time last year, and the euro to sterling exchange rate were the two main reasons contributing to the slight fall in the market. Explaining that the future was difficult to predict, he pointed to an expected increase in lamb numbers this year, with a lift in the number of ewe lambs put to the top this time around. But whichever way you look at the figures, though, there's no doubting that we shall get decent prices for quite a while yet. Also in the news this week are the food and drink exports figures, and 2011 looks as though it was a vintage year for meat exporting, with beef, pork and lamb figures all going through the roof. And beef, the real star of the show, with its highest annual level since the full reopening of the world markets in 2006 after the BSE crisis. British pork and bacon recorded a 22,500-tonne increase to 178,500 tonnes, with the bulk of that going to Europe. But 2012 could be a different story altogether, with supply being a real issue, closely followed by the euro to sterling exchange rate. The fallout and the eurozone crisis is taking its toll amongst meat buyers, and all these issues could combine to pull the export market right back in the coming 12 months. But for now, my guest is Gordon Whiteford from Highland Eggs once more, and today's issue is illegal imports from the continent of cage-produced eggs.
They are talking about fining farmers that are still in illegal systems. That's going to put pressure on them just to upgrade rather than pay the fines. So, you know, it'll take time. You know, all these countries should have been compliant, like this country, on the 1st of January. It hasn't happened. There's 13 countries that are still non-compliant, but, you know, the pressure is on them.
And that pressure certainly is on them. But the temptation for some food manufacturers to get eggs in via the back door of processed food will be enormous, especially with high egg prices in the UK at the moment. But with that, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:14, 12:40 with more MFR Farming.